Now, one could ask that with all the beauty in the world, why would I want to have a practice that almost seems to negate all the beauty and the gladness and the goodness in the world? Because it could seem that the idea of mirror, of no reference points, of no labeling could be a negation. And that would be a very valid question. You know, if we were to experience something like light and luminosity or some sort of blissful, wondrous experience, why would we want to not enjoy the bliss of it? Or for instance, you know, with all the beauty of nature that is all around us and the richness of relationship that is around us and that we have in our life, why would we want to, again, not enjoy that? Well, again, these are extremely important questions. The purpose behind the mirror component of a meditation practice is so that we start to simply experience for ourselves how reactive and no thought, no thinking, label, projection, good, bad, like, dislike, and personalization are within our mind. How immediate, how reactive, how non-thoughtful. There's no thought there, in other words. We are, from the moment we are born, we are given labels. The sky is blue. It's called the sky. The ground is called the ground. A tree is a tree. A lion is a lion, etc. These are labels that we have from the moment we are born. Yet, of course, first off, in another language, all of those would be called another thing. And the relationship to all of those things might be quite different from culture to culture. So essentially, whatever it is that we are using as a reference point is itself actually devoid of the label that we immediately ascribe to it. So this part of an advancing meditation practice, mirror, that the mirror has no perception. No matter what's put in front of that mirror, no matter what dances in front of that mirror, the mirror has no perception. This allows us, and it's not easy for a long time, that's accepted. This allows us, however, to begin to experience the natural state of awareness itself. That natural state, which is not the reaction, which is not the personalization, the reference, the distraction, the label. There's something else there. We all experience it, whether it be fleeting or lasting, as soon as we start to meditate. That, which has a wide variety of characteristics and features within the total experience, and they change every time we sit down. Sometimes there's luminosity, sometimes there's spaciousness, sometimes there's blissfulness, etc. Sometimes it's all of them. Sometimes it's two of them. Now, I just used reference. I just labeled. So the one of the goals, if you will, is to simply allow things to be. That is not a negation, and of course, if action is needed, action needs to happen. If, you know, courtesy is supposed to happen, that needs to happen. It's not a negation. It's trying to cultivate within us a moment, a fraction of a second of neutrality, impartiality, non-labeling, non-personalization, because we just don't realize how over the top 100% of the time that's our MO. And that's what this is about, this step. We smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath because why? Because of the freedom that waits for us. The freedom of even something as simple as like, dislike. The freedom to not have that nag inside us. I like something, therefore I crave it, I'm attached to it, I have sentiment about it, on and on. Actually, it's quite afflictive in our mind. I don't like something. Well, then you have the same thing. Repulse, rejection, projection, on and on. All the stuff that goes with that. Again, afflictions. We don't realize all the drama, the afflictions, the drama. We just live the drama. And of course, we're creating it as well. So that's what this step is largely about. Neutrality. There's no drama in neutrality. It's actually quite boring, right? We smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath. It's only boring to the personality that is driven by drama. For the higher nature, for that which is behind the personality, impartiality is allness. Allness, everything is equally cherished. Everything is equally profound. Everything is equally needed for the wholeness of existence. We smile, take a long, slow, deep breath, and simply feel what you are right now. Presence, awareness, abide in that. When that gets a little distracted or cluttered with thoughts, focus on the breath. Breathe along the bridge of the nose. Breathe in, breathe out. But stay with awareness as long as you can. We breathe, we smile, we meditate. We smile and we take a long, slow, deep breath. As we complete our sitting, we breathe and bless the world. Bless our day, bless everybody in our life with the fact that we've sat, just sat. Love you all. Before I let you go, or before you go, there will be no live meditation on this coming Saturday. We'll be busy with family. Sorry about that. And we'll catch you all next week. Love you all. Create your day.